The military is warning of a possible influx of climate refugees and the increased likelihood of conflict because of climate change. The Australian Defence Force briefing notes have been obtained by the ABC under Freedom of Information, and they warn there's currently no overarching strategy to address the risk of climate change. Political reporter Alexandra Beach has more.
As sea levels rise and fresh water becomes scarce, former Defence Chief Chris Barry is worried nations like Bangladesh will struggle to feed their massive populations, leading to an exodus of climate refugees headed for Australian shores.
The problem for Bangladesh is, where do they go? Do they go next door to India, which is experiencing the same problems? I think that's what would make Australia very attractive.
Admiral Barry is now a member on the Global Military Advisory Council on Climate Change, and he warns there are huge challenges on the horizon for Australia's Defence Force.
If 100 million people from South Asia are looking for a new home and decide to come here, then I don't think our 45 million people is going to count for much. So the scale of the potential problem is huge.
According to briefing notes obtained by the ABC, Defence is weighing up these risks. The internal notes warn the changing climate could mean an increased risk of conflict, and Australia's military may be forced to increase patrols in northern waters to try to deal with seaborne migration. But aside from the 2016 Defence White Paper, they say they have no overarching strategy to specifically address the risks of climate change. International security expert John Blaxland from the Australian National University says it's common sense for Australia to think through how it would deal with potential boatloads of climate refugees.
It would be remiss of them if they weren't actually thinking through the ramifications of those factors contributing to heightened risk to the nation.
The Foreign Minister, Maurice Payne, told RN Breakfast Australia had a practical focus on climate change in the region.
Well, I haven't seen those briefing notes, Fran, as you would expect if they're defence briefing notes. But the focus that we have through our Australian Infrastructure Financing Facility of the Pacific, which will stream climate adaptation and resilience through its investments in energy, in transport, in communications and in water, reflects that priority that we are placing on these issues.
She also addressed reports in today's Financial Review newspaper that Australia's Defence Chief, Angus Campbell, used a private speech to warn that nations like China could take advantage of climate change to occupy islands in the Pacific.
We are very focused on our engagement on climate in the region.
China has tried to extend its influence in the Pacific by investing in infrastructure and offering state-backed loans to island nations. Those nations are increasingly worried about what climate change will mean for them and haven't been totally satisfied with Australia's response. Admiral Barry said General Campbell was right to argue that climate change could increase tensions in the region.
If we don't do anything to help these people, then it is open for other countries like China to come in and take our place.
That's former Defence Force Chief Chris Barry ending that report from Alexandra Beach.